to the way they hate. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling us mates. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024, and this is episode 690 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled Somewhere Out There, and I'll be chatting about all my best TikTok finds this week, basically barely finding my TikTok, stories from this week. Oh, but anyway, let's check in with the live chat. See who's hanging out in the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for an hour. We'll get to these stories any minute here. Whew, it's been a morning, guys. It has been a morning for sure. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Let's see who's hanging out over here. Chris Dixon, what are you, a little extra coffee this morning, Chris? Chris in 552. Morning, kids. Everybody come gather around the radio. Yes, it's the good old radio show, the good old morning radio show. Mike's Homestead, thanks for stopping in. Pip, happy Friday, humans. Chris Dixon says, sometimes I just want to go back to a simpler time like Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is that because no hustle on Sunday? Sunday is a day of rest, or you just like Sundays? Morning, Hunter. How we doing? Good morning, Charlie. Who's Charlie? Good morning, Rewilder Life. Thanks for stopping in. Making quiche. That's too fancy for this show. I'm going to have to request that you you pause making the quiche for a half or about an hour and then resume your fancy stuff. Rewilder Life says, yeah, when Sundays and when everything was closed down. That's every Monday and Tuesday in Tennessee. Like, no shit. Besides the Mexican place in town and besides random, like, huge box stores, it seems like the majority of places in Tennessee are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Go figure. Chris's day started at 2:30. It's coffee time now. You just have to get up and pee. You taking Jim's spot there in the old man club or what was going on? Did you have to get up and take off for work early? Anyway, today we'll be talking TikToks. My favorite TikToks from the week. Had a rough one this morning. First off, it rained overnight here, and it was kind of gross hot. It didn't like cool off overnight. It stayed humid, and then we ended up having to close the majority of the windows in the trailer, and it got warm, so we were all fans and everything, so that was kind of meh, whatever. I slept okay. I got up in the morning and our picture had fallen off the wall that we have that we've kind of carried around with us from way back before we even had the farm. And that was one thing. Corey was flipping the Berkey filter this morning, filling it up, and the water ran out, so had to fill the water. And then I had done all my TikTok research from the week, and I liked them, and I put them in a favorites folder. And then I go on Friday morning when I get up, I flip through them and get a refresher and get them on a list here. I open my phone and poof, I'm logged out of TikTok. I can't tell you the last time I logged into TikTok on my phone with that account. It has been logged in, must be year, maybe multiple years. And it is, I didn't know the password. I didn't know the email that it was linked to. There was another account linked to my phone number that I also had on my phone. And yeah, so spent a lot of the morning struggling to try to log into my TikTok account because I didn't know the password and I didn't know what method to use to reset the password because I didn't know what information was tied to the account. So that was fun, guys. I struggled for you, but we got the notes. I finally got logged in. I got some notes, and we'll hit it here in a second. First off, let's see what's in the cup. Brand new bag this morning. Brand new bag. Wait, what? Excuse me. Pickle Pete says, good morning. I'm sorry I'm late. I was struggling with my first suit. As in, like, your birthday suit? You're having trouble getting it on or something? Are you wearing a suit today? Why? And anyway, first, wow, that's good. First French press out of a new bag today, and that bag is a light Ethiopian. I think Ethiopian was made to be fursuit. What you wearing today, Brian? What's the costume today? Good morning, Backwoods Butcher. I got a light Ethiopian in the cup, and I think it was custom made to be light roasted, or at least custom made to be light roasted by Food Forest Farms, because it is solid, man. Solid job on the light Ethiopian you sent out with the C4 Club this month. C4 Club, if you don't know, is a coffee club where you buy a minimum of 2 pounds a month at a crazy, crazy, crazy low price. It comes with a bunch of other benefits, comes with a bunch of other discounts or other ways to spend that $40 a month. You want to check it out. It is the best value in coffee that I've found. Definitely the best value for value that I have found, especially in the coffee world. But really, really, I would have to say beyond the coffee world. And the benefits are too long to list here. But definitely head over to foodforestfarms.com if you want to try the coffee before you buy. If you want to try before you buy into the C4 Club, if you want to say, hey, does this guy's coffee actually taste like the guy describes? You can order it up. You can get 10% off his already low prices with Lots 10, LOTS 10, the number 10. We'll get you 10% off. That's a one-time use coupon. Or if you are a regular orderer, definitely use Lots 5. If you're not in the C4 Club, which I think if you're not and you're ordering coffee, you're just doing it wrong. So anyway, check it out. Foodforestfarms.com. Foodforestfarms.com. Looks like he's got a dance party, new music Friday, magical unicorn. Ooh, we're wearing the magical unicorn. Kyle says he doesn't have to worry about finding a furry suit because that is his birthday suit. He's already a pony. Rewilder Life says her granddaughter would love the outfit. Oh my god, why is this on? Sorry guys, my vibration on my phone was on and it makes the tabletop vibrate like crazy. Pickle P says he's giving away a crystal. I saw that yesterday on Facebook, man. That is a pretty sweet crystal. Brian was out and happened upon a beautiful crystal. He's been charging it up. He's been giving it good love and vibes. He's going to charge it up in the Pacific Ocean. And he will be giving it away with the next 2 pound order that requests the crystal. Head over to foodforestfarms.com, put in a 2 pound coffee order and say, hey, in the comments, there's a little comment thing. And that's a great way to communicate with Brian, because if you want a special coffee, you want something different, you want to try something, you want to experiment with something, he's open to it. And you put in the comments there what you're thinking, what you want, your email address so he can get a hold of you, your phone number. He's really easy to talk to on the phone. He's a really nice guy. Don't be afraid of him, even though he wears like unicorn suits and bear costumes. He won't hurt you. I promise he won't hurt you unless you aggress upon him. But yeah, he's got a crystal and he made it into a pendant, made it into a necklace, and it is pretty sweet. So head on over there, request the pendant after you order your 2 pounds, and you'll find out if you're the winner. He found another one too. Interesting. Chris Dixon says, I got to hit Brian up now that I have a decent cross-border shipper that doesn't try to bend me over every time he moves. Oh, no. Does he at least bring the lube? Backwood says, I'm a moderate size, very average pony. No. Are you very under average sized in one particular pony department? Nice. And Pickle Pete says he's got more crystals for the giving. Anyway, yeah, it was a rough one this morning. Chris Dixon says his tail is docked. Kyle's mom took him in for his circumcision, and she accidentally took him to the vet, and they docked his tail. Poor kid. It's so cute, though. It looks like a little thimple tail or a lab tail. It's just a little nubbin, and it wiggles back and forth. Rewilder Life's wondering who put whiskey in the coffee. It's Friday morning, and my day has gone completely sideways in the first hour I was up. So I guess you would learn to embrace it. I've been rolling with the Daily Stoic, and and I've just learned to roll with it, accept it, and you know. It's the jujitsu stuff. When the force comes at you, you use the force and throw it along and just add your momentum to it, right? So when the universe and I wake up and it's just an absolute shit show, might as well let the shit fly, right? Backwoods Butcher says, I shake my whole butt when I'm happy now. I don't think we were actually talking about your tail. I do kind of remember when you were at SRF, when you would get excited, you would kind of waddle back and forth a little bit. Good morning, Gen G. How's it going? Thanks for stopping in. We're just about ready to get into those TikToks from the week. let me check the comments section here and make sure we're all caught up. Chris Dixon, Jesus. I think Chris might have been the one with the whiskey and the coffee. Says, you can't ride a whale by trying to stop it. Oh, no. All right. Well, I did get into my TikTok account. I did. Ooh. Breaking news. Backwoods Butcher has received the green light to do SRF this fall. Was that green light from the butcher's wife, or was that just like you were like, oh, I got the green light? Earthshakes in the Philippines. Earth shakes in the Willipines, in the Philippines. He's going to talk to Nicole. He's going to talk to Nicole this week about demos. And I noticed no H in that, Nicole. So I imagine that's sauce, right? You're doing demos. You have to do demos for the butcher's wife before you are allowed to go to SRF in the fall. Oh no, it's going to be you by yourself. Hey Kyle, what do you say you and me come out of retirement? could be an event to remember. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the list I have. I stalled enough. My short list will probably be okay. Oh God, I hope Kyle's wife. Oh, you and Mr. Blake's. Jeez, it's gonna be a party. It's gonna be a party, but with no female supervision, that could get rough. And I hope they don't think that Corey's gonna babysit, because she'll just tell you to go have fun. Good luck. All right, here we go. Here we go. TikToks this week. It was an interesting week on TikTok for me. I was it was up and down. My seller account got canceled. I'm not real happy with TikTok at the moment, but I do enjoy myself a little conspiracy TikTok. So I did continue to use that as a reference for Friday's show, and I saved some things. Backwoods Butcher is betting on the fact that Corey will be a bad influence. Kyle says you're a bad influence on him. I can't hear you. Oh, she says you don't need her to be a bad influence. Biggest TikTok that kind of spun me up this week and got me thinking. And this is the thing. I got to preface this, because week after week after week, we talk about, I talk about the things from TikTok, the conspiracy theories. And I don't want anybody to think that I actually believe all this stuff. You can't believe them all, man. You can't believe them all. There are some interesting things. There are some wackadoodle stories. And I got to present them to you with an open mind, so that you might want to pursue this further. So I keep an open mind. I listen to what they have to say. I present what they have to say. I decide what I think, and then you can decide what you think. It is that simple. It is that simple. Backwoods Butcher says, I think the conspiracy is that I'm going to have my second million view video today. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Rewilder Love says, I love Fridays. And when they were signing their mortgage for their awesome farm that they're going to be building, they asked if they were terrorists. And she said, nope, just conspiracy theorists. What? Wait. They asked you if you were a terrorist. Do they expect anyone to say yes? Like, seriously, did someone go through the shit show that you had to go through? You provide all the documentation, you go through the hoops, they keep asking you for more, you bend over backwards, you don't get the lube, you just get railed, and then you get to the thing. And they're like, are you a terrorist? Well, yeah, I forgot to put that in all of the applications and paperwork. And I figure I can, this is okay, that if I borrow money, I can borrow money as a terrorist, right? So I'm just going to say, yeah. God, Sorry. TikTok, back to TikTok. The first one, the one that really got me intrigued the most, and the second one on the list is a close second, but I put this one on first because I've been kind of pondering this, and it wasn't TikTok, good old Bush. I've said that out in a field, drinking shitty beer. This one I've been contemplating actually before I saw this. A guy had an interesting TikTok about, so he explains that he is an employee of the National Park Service. And he theorizes that the country's greatest secrets, all of the country's greatest secrets, are hidden inside the state and national park systems. He said that he has keys to pretty much every gate and every building and every door because he's a supervisor. He's a supervisor's supervisor. And he can get anywhere he wants, except certain places. What level of employee do you need beyond a supervisor's supervisor? What level would you need to have all access to a park? To a park. Sorry, guys. I gotta take a minute and go back to these comments on Rachel's question she had to answer when getting her mortgage. Backwood says he would answer. This looks like a great spot to put the pull-up monkey bars for me and the buddies to work out. Chris Dixon says, are you a terrorist? Yes. Oh, good. Here's your money. Is cash okay? Pip figures they'd get a better loan or interest rate if they said yes. But anyway. So the supervisor at State Parks is going on and he said, you know, I have access to pretty much every gate in the place, pretty much every door I got a key to. What are they hiding in a park? And I'd actually contemplated this before. I looked at it from the other way. At different points in my life, I've really wanted to just kind of disappear and start over. Weird. We ended up traveling around in a camper. But what a better place. And I used to know the number, but the number of vacant acres of land in the state and national park system. How easy, if you were skilled, if you were versed in bushcraft, if you were Dave Canterbury or Bear Grylls or name your favorite survivalist, what a better place to disappear than a place with millions of acres of nothing. And that's what they portray it as, is nothing. I'm pretty sure Grand Canyon is mostly national park. There's some crazy shit that I've seen recently about the Grand Canyon that there are not portals, but entryways to some hidden entrances to previous civilizations right there in the middle of the Grand Canyon. Back when the Grand Canyon was just a little tiny creek, there are openings that have been used to form other civilizations beneath and concealed behind the banks of the Grand Canyon. Rewilder Life says, hasn't there been a few? I believe there have been people that have just disappeared into the woods, and they find them after they've been there for like 40 years, not bothering a soul, not hurting anyone, hand-constructed shelters, and just living their life by themselves. Like, what is the problem? The guy also points out, the employee of the National Park Service also points out that most of the national parks and specifically some targeted areas you can't fly a drone. You can't launch it. You can't fly it. You can't hover it. Chris Dixon says they didn't pay taxes. They didn't own anything and they didn't make any money. I don't understand if there's taxes that need to be paid. Like, if you don't earn money, you don't spend money, and you don't own any property, is there tax to be paid? I mean, it is a valid point. They didn't pay taxes. Backwood says it sounds like a good place to bring your girlfriend who's been yapping too much in your van. That was a crazy story. Did you guys hear that story when that all went down, those van life folks? And like, really, how smart do you have to be to be a social media presence and you decide to murder your fucking girlfriend? Really? Really? Kyle says, of course we did. No, of course you did. I don't know if anybody else in this audience has heard of the Van Life Girl. And it was a long time ago. Well, relatively short time ago in my lifetime, because my lifetime was so long. But wasn't it like a year ago? And then he went back to Florida and then he disappeared. That dude did not go off himself in the fucking swamp. Didn't they, Kyle, you probably followed it more than I did. Did they end up finding his body in the Everglades, or found his notebook and stuff? And they said that the alligator ate him. I don't remember how it, at the end. Yes, his parents, Rachel says his parents helped him. Gen G says 2 years ago. It might have been 2 years ago. It might have been a year. They all blur together at this point. Backwoods Butcher says, I'm ashamed to say my views somewhat changed when I saw the body cam footage from the day before. I don't even remember the whole story. It's a little hard to talk about when I don't know what was going on. Well, his parents definitely helped him, whether he escaped or whether he's Backwoods Butcher says they found him half eaten with a brain ventilation hole. Hunter's all lost because he's over on Twitch and he can't see the comments. Sorry, buddy. There was a story a while back, it was like a year or two ago, where there were two folks living in a van, van life, like not down by the river, but like traveling around similar to us, but in a van and not a camper. They were out in Teton or someplace and he killed her. pretty straightforward. He killed her. But then he just like went rogue, went dark, didn't say anything about it, dumped her there and made his way back to Florida where he lived with his parents. They helped him kind of like disappear. Like he got back there and didn't say, hey, she's missing. And nobody was like, where's your girlfriend? Did you just drop her off? You guys were living in this van together. Like you just drop her off somewhere or what? And Gabby Petito, something like that. And so then when the cops finally put it together, they came to the parents' house and they're like, oh, yeah, he left. He left. Yeah, Kyle said she didn't need her meds since she lived down the road. She was a mess. I'm not going to say she wasn't a mess, but you don't kill someone. You don't kill someone. And it might have been an accident. We'll never know, because it appears that when dude was back at the house, mom and dad let him just leave. He went out into the Everglades and unalived himself. Chris Dixon says, these are the reasons why I back up my RV by myself. And Backwood said they were both idiots. They were. They were both pretty pretty not the people I would hang out with. Let's just say that. Unless I needed some comic relief or wanted to beat my head against the wall or something. Anyway, back to the national parks where he did that. That's how we got there, Hunter. He did it in Grand Teton, maybe. Not sure. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for the rabbit hole there. Anyway, national parks could easily be hiding something. So think about the scale. What's the biggest property you've ever owned? What's the biggest property you've ever been on that you've known the borders of? 40 acres, 100 acres, 1,000 acres? It's a lot of room. It's a lot of room, especially when it's forest, especially when there's no access roads, especially when you can kind of divert people. You have the control where you want to divert people. It would be very easy to hide shit. Rewilder Life says 250 acres. It's a ton. Yeah, 250 acres is a ton. So I had 35 acres in Minnesota and I could walk the border of it, kind of. Yeah, some of it was through a swamp, but like you know the physical boundaries. That's 35. So 100 times that, 3,500 acres would be absolutely, it would be a lot. Chris Dixon says 1,000 acres of woods is a lot of property to ride the fence of. Yeah. Yeah. So 1,000 acres. What kind of things could you hide in 100 acres or in 250 acres? And then when you think about the millions of acres that these state parks are and these national forests are, national parks, what's there? What's there? You can't say there isn't Bigfoot. Cool. Great. Anything else? Just Bigfoot? Rachel said earlier missiles. I wouldn't be surprised missiles. I wouldn't be surprised if there's little cities set up. Not cities, but places to go. Let's say. Rewilder Life says you go to a national park and hike to where you see no one, and it's crazy how massive it is. People get lost and they never find them again. Very, 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 very true. Now just think of the fact that you can hike until you can't see another person in any direction and realize you've only scratched the edge of how vast and expanse this is. Rewilder Life says aliens. I saw a TikTok earlier. It didn't make the list, but it's popping back up when I was actually looking into this story about some portal. And I don't know if this was actually on a national park land, but it was down in like Death Valley area. And there was like this weird portal that had formed on Google Earth over the years. You know how you can go scroll back through old versions of the Google satellite images? They rolled through the progression of this little area where it looked like they might have found something. They started clearing it. They found something else. Then there was tanks. And then there was construction. And then there were tanks like out in the perimeter facing out away from this thing as if they were pretty much making sure no one went and looked at it. I don't know. Rewilder Life says the feds own most of the land in the U.S. Yes, they do. Somebody was saying that about the population and the shit we've been sold that the earth is overpopulated. That we don't have any more room for any more people. And they basically said, and it's not that I don't agree, I just haven't looked into it enough, but they said that the problem isn't the population of the Earth. The problem is where the population is. The way that they've stacked people in cities on top of each other, if they just spread them out, there's plenty of room for us all. Plenty of room for us all. Gen G, and somebody said it earlier too, I think, or it might have been you, but the feds own like 85% of Nevada. I think it was Hunter over on Twitch. We getting our shit. Chris Dixon says, right, we don't have the land to grow the food to feed everyone, they keep saying. Right. So if everyone was able to spread out into small communities to be able to... if everybody was able to move into small communities and have an acre or a half an acre or 3 acres or a community acre and raise food, I don't think we're really overpopulated, guys. I really don't. Wait, what? Kyle, this sounds like Kyle went and had some morning salad. I grabbed a roll of tinfoil and wrapped it a little tight. But he says, wait, what happened here? There's a mountain up here that's government owned, state or federal government or local. Do you know, now that you're on the zoning commission or whatever that's called, planning board, that you know people. Oh, Jesus, this is personal. Personal reference, he knows people that have been escorted off after they've been snuck up on by snipers. What were they sniping? Were they on a snipe hunt? Kyle and his obsession with vegans. I was scrolling through last night before they logged me out of TikTok, and I saw your live with your buddies. Hunter, you can put me down on your resume anytime, man. Any of my audience can put me down. Just send me a message and I'll give you my phone number. They can call me. I used to actually do that for people when I was bartending. The people would be saying that they were looking for a job and shit. I said, well, if you need a reference, just let them know. I'll do a smack up job for you. Chris Dixon asked the same question I have. He says, do snipers sneak up on people? I thought the whole point of long distance, reach out and touch someone. That's what I was going to say. And a quality sniper would be, you could walk right past them and you wouldn't even know. So I don't know. This is sounding kind of, sounding kind of fishy up there from the Backwoods Butcher. Young man. Chris Dixon, exactly. I was always taught that too. If you hear the shot, it wasn't at you. Yep. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing on the list. I want to hit this one real quick. The next thing I've been looking at is this time travel stuff. So through the portals opening from the eclipse and the time travel and everything, that's kind of got spun into my feed quite a bit. And it's interesting me. And you may, Pickle P was wondering if Rachel's loan closed, and yes, it did, if she doesn't happen to see it and doesn't answer, it did. She posted a picture in my group of her and her terrified husband with it closed. But time travel, guys, the first story I saw about it that had me scratching my head was a story back from 2006. And what happened in 2006 in Kiev, so over in the Ukraine, in Kiev, in 2006, a man just appeared on a sidewalk. Poof. He was there. He was dressed in 1950s clothes. He had a 1950s camera. And he claimed to have no idea where he was. Hunter says he needs to find a job where no one calls him during the stream. That's why you turn your ringer off during the stream and they can leave a voicemail. Dude randomly pops up in Kiev, 1950s clothes, 1950s camera, has no idea where he's been. So police grab him. They're interviewing him and he's convinced. And he's telling them that he was walking down the street with his girlfriend and a big flash of light happened. And then all of a sudden he was there in 2006. And so they didn't believe him. They're like, why would they? Why would they? And so they kept interrogating him. They kept interrogating him. And finally they're like, you got to give us some proof. You got to give us some proof. He says, well, why don't you develop the pictures on my camera? Now, the man had a camera that was from what the story says. This is all a story, second, third, fourth hand through TikTok. But he had a camera that was time period correct for the 50s or below or before. There was an undeveloped roll of film in there, which he was actively using, or he claimed he was actively using when he just saw a flash of light and showed up in 2006. And so the police took the camera and they were going to get it developed and they asked him what was on the film. It's an undeveloped camera. There's no way you could know it was on the film. What's on it? And he said, well, it's pictures of my girlfriend. They asked her name. He gave her name. They looked her up and she has long since died. They developed the pictures. And sure enough, there are pictures of her. There are pictures of him in the 50s. And they still wouldn't believe him. Of course, that's when the TikTok clicked off. And I didn't have the gumption to go look it up any further. But if you're looking to hear more about this, the man's name was Sergey Pomarenko. Pomarenko? Yeah. Sergey Pomarenko. You can probably search it in the Google bot. Sergey Pomarenko, found in Kiev in 2006. Or, yes, 2006. Kyle says he heard about this on the same channel. They were talking about the snipers in the mountains of New Hampshire. Anyway, so people that know of this and talk about this and have looked into this say this is probably the most genuine and possibly real documentation of a time traveler. So that was 2006. So that kind of piqued my interest. I listened to the story a couple times when the guy told it and was hoping to get back to it, and I never did. Until a few days ago. Chris Dixon was wondering if there are stories of his disappearance. I don't know. It cut off right at the good part. You know, it was like a follow for more, and I didn't follow for more. I just rolled with it. But I had heard of it elsewhere. Like, this wasn't the first time I had heard that name and kind of brushed through that similar story. So I don't know if it's an urban legend or what, but Sergey Pomarenko, 2006 Kiev is what you're going to want to look up if you want to see more. But yesterday or the day before, must have been 2 days ago, Wednesday, and then again yesterday, I started seeing stories about this guy. Have you seen the story about the time traveler in the shed? Has anybody seen that? So what it looks like, and this is present, what's going on present here. It appears that someone may have caught a time traveler on his security cameras. Now, this could obviously be faked. This is what I'm going to tell you. You're going to be like, instantly, you're going to be like, well, that's easily doctored. Easily. The thing is, it wasn't, from what I understand, that somebody's actually looked at the video that knows about video, and it was a continual loop. Like, there was nothing broken in the loop. But what happened was, there was a guy that looked at his security camera. I don't know if he got an alert or why he was necessarily looking at it, but somebody walked up the side of his house. Young dude walked up the side of his house and went into his garden shed. Just went in his garden shed. Never came out. Didn't come out. 2 days later, old man comes out of his garden shed. Old man comes out 2 days later. No one had gone in and out of the shed in the meantime. Now, immediately, like I said, the first thing you thought was, well, they just cut the camera and he came out, and then they cut the camera, put the old man in, and the old man came out later. Or they doctored the times. Or. It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. Chris Dixon says, security cameras, we can zoom in on your house from space. Like, there's actually outer space. Dude, this is Friday on the show. You can't be talking about outer space. How are they gonna get back onto the Earth if they miss the disc out in the big floaty sky? But we can't get a clear pic of a person 10 feet away. This was actually pretty clear. The security camera footage was pretty good. And I was very skeptical when I first saw it. I was like, yeah, I don't know. But because of this episode, and because I like so many different conspiracy theories on TikTok, I've gotten kind of in this loop of a couple of different guys that are kind of obsessed with time travel. The one guy that laid out the Baron Trump's magical journey from What's His Nuts, the author that wrote the book about Trump, and they think that's how he's a time traveler. Like, that guy, he's very, very, very into time travel. He does videos about it all the time. He's obsessed with it. He thinks that it's absolutely possible. He's pretty much convinced that he has figured out how, when, and what's going on. Pickle P says shed had a trapdoor and tunnel to the neighbors. Yeah, I mean, there are a ton of possibilities. The guy, the one main time travel guy, the channel, picked up on this story. Now, he picked up on it, and the first thing, Chris Dixon says the footage was clear. That's enough to make me skeptical too. Ring cameras are perfectly clear. You watch Ring camera videos all day with people on your porch. This dude was skeptical. And if this dude is skeptical about something time travel, you know that it is a little off. And he made a joke video about it. Like, he did a duet or a stitch or whatever, one of the two, and was like making fun of it a little bit. Like, yeah, ha ha ha. Like Pickle P says, trapdoor or cut the video. Ha ha ha. Well, he came back And they might be in cahoots. Who knows? They might be working together to promote this or whatever. I don't know. But there's been two separate people that have gone down this similar path. But this one is kind of the main time travel guy that I've run into. He came back and apologized to the guy. He came back and said, "You know, I've looked into this and I've dug into it because it kept eating at me, and I'm not so sure it's a fake." I don't know. He said he's going to produce some more videos on it. This is an evolving story, guys. I'm pretty sure this happened within the last week or two. So I'm sure it's evolving, and I'm sure if it's actually true, it'll all disappear real fast. And if it's not true, or it's only a little bit true, they'll blow it up and make it so it is Looney Town. But yeah, what they're saying is this dude went into the shed, and there's a time portal in the shed. I don't know. Pickle P says, like Mel's hole, it might be real. Oh, Mel's hole. I don't know if I told you guys on the show, but Carrie Brown did a fantastic job. We were joking around for quite a while when Tim and I out at Delinquent's Gully were building the outhouse there. We joked and we were just having some banter during the day while we were working out in the woods. And at some point, we brought up Art Bell and Mel's Hole, and we're like, "Oh, this toilet! What a great name for an outhouse, Mel's Hole." If you don't know what Mel's Hole is from the Art Bell show, then this is totally lost on you. But we joked about it enough, and we kind of tongue in cheek named the outhouse Mel's Hole. And Carrie Brown knocked it out of the park and took a piece of driftwood and painted it up with a sign for Mel's Hole, and it was fantastic. So Chris Dixon says maybe he went to clean the shed. I know that takes years off my Yeah, I'll post the Mel's Hole sign over in the Telegram chat when I'm done with the show, if I recall to do it. I got a couple on my phone. It's fantastic. Hunter says good thing Becky is not named Melanie. But that's the greatest part. So Carrie presented Tim with the sign at the first day of SRF, actually before it started. So it was Friday. There were just of some few people around, a bunch of presenters, and Angry American was there. Tim's pretty good friends with Angry American now, and Chris's wife is named Chris is Angry American. Sorry, I can't. I just it makes me icky. It makes me feel icky to call people when I know their real name to call them some pseudonym. His wife's name is Mel, and they were so giddy to take pictures with the sign. Like they were asking Tim, "Hey, can we take pictures with your sign?" I was like, I could hang out with this dude. I could hang out with this dude. But yeah, Mel's hole out there. Let me see. So those were the two time travel things. So you can check that's going to be a developing story. The one with the shed, I'm guessing we'll hit on it again next week or the week after as more information becomes clear as the investigation continues. Let's see. Hunter, I haven't had a whole lot of time to look into the stuff Hunter sent me down the path of. Because hey, good morning, John Palmer. Good day and good weekend to you also. I haven't been able to go down the path completely of man, dog hair. Jesus. Got old fans on in here this morning because it's like I said, it's still a little warm and the dog hair is just flying around. The Hunter sent me some stories about Antarctica and some weird stuff. Some weird stuff going on down in the ocean near Antarctica. And people are trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Like, literally out of nowhere, the waves are, what were they, Hunter, they're changing directions and they're getting enormous. And it's just odd weather patterns, odd sea patterns all around this little island. And there's a couple of different theories. One is a HAARP type system in Antarctica. I think it was controlled by the Soviets. The Soviets. the Russians. And they've been like shooting these pulses out from Antarctica, and it's been causing all this shit to go sideways right off the coast of Antarctica. There's also theories that it's a megalodon. Is that what it is? Megalodon? The huge ass like sea monster that they found one and they were killing it. I don't know. I tend to believe that it's probably man-made or a hoax. But there's a lot of people that have picked up on it, and a lot of people have a lot of different data sources that are showing that, hey, yeah, these waves are, these buoys are doing this, these data points we're collecting are doing this and that. I don't know what's going on. It's something I got to keep my eye on. I appreciate Hunter sending that over, and it's on the list. It just didn't, I didn't go down the rabbit hole on TikTok on that, and I think it was Twitter links that you sent me. On that one, but I couldn't really understand what was going on. I'm not a weather aficionado or anything myself. I don't dive into the air and sea analysis, I guess, the buoys and the weather systems and all that. John Palmer says it's China. It might be China. I do have something on here about China. And so stay tuned for the Antarctic stuff. Rewilder Life saying pole shift. Maybe. Maybe there's just some big earthquakes going on. I don't know. Maybe it's a portal opening up to the underworld. I don't know. Something else I had on the list here. Okay, two. You want to talk paint chips, or you want to talk dinosaurs? You guys can pick. First person to answer, paint chips or dinosaurs, will go down that road. Pickle B says do a Trump impersonation and say China. A few times. China. The eclipse actually did release the Titans. Pole shift is what you get with a beefy stripper. Both at the show and after. Oh! Brian pours the last of his coffee for a paint chip story. We're going to have to roll through it quick. It is quick. I was flipping through stuff right before the show. I talked about that I was logged out. I finally got logged in. I was able to grab my favorites and get them down on notes. And when I went out of my favorites, of course, the first video that randomly populates is a conspiracy theory. And it was just playing on the desk while I'm typing my notes. And I hear it and I go, "What? Wait, what?" So this guy says, "So I've uncovered one of the biggest conspiracy theories of all time." He says, "Do you know the real reason why they banned lead paint?" And the other guy goes, "Well, you mean besides the fact that kids were eating it and getting poisoned?" He goes, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were doing that. But the real reason that they ban lead paint, other than it's extremely toxic, was they didn't want people to be able to protect themselves from the EMF radiation. They didn't want them to protect themselves from the surveillance. Pip nails it. I wonder if lead paint blocks their surveillance. And I'm laughing about this, and it might be completely true. But it caught me so off guard. And when the guy said, I don't know, probably because the little kids were eating the paint chips and getting poisoned. I mean, I'm pretty sure lead isn't good for you. Pickle Pete says, it's tasty. I like the purple. Point proven. We don't need to be eating lead chips. Lead paint chips. But was there a concerted effort to get lead paint taken out so that they could surveil us, so they could watch us, so they could poison us with their laser beams and radio waves? Wilder Life's over there having twitches because of all the lead paint she consumed as a child. I don't know, guys. I don't know. It could be, but just a random. Hunter says they can use your Wi-Fi to map your room anyway. I'm sure they can use your, they can probably just look through the walls of your house. Chris Dixon says laser beams. The same laser beams they're using to control the weather. Pip says, I mean, how much did paint chip inside houses? And that was always the thing I wondered with the paint chips. Like, are kids eating latex paint chips? Like, are kids eating the paint chips that aren't lead? Did lead paint chip more than, say, non-lead paint? Because I don't know if... Was eating paint an epidemic? Like, is eating latex paint okay for you? Or do you just get acutely ill instead of long-term lead consumption? Can you get the lead exposure from touching the paint? They always talked about the kids eating the lead paint. If you like touch it, do you get cumulative exposure? Does anybody know? So we might be on to something. This random TikTok that played before the show might have blew the top off of this. Pickle P says, how much pain can a window kicker eat? And I'm guessing he fixed the pain to paint, but I'm wondering if he meant window kicker or window liquor. Chris Dixon says, my kids would pick at little chips in the wall and peel the paint. So yeah, I could see that. But was that lead paint, Chris? Or was that a new non-lead paint? So we didn't solve the problem of kids eating paint. And I don't think any paint is non-toxic, any interior wall paint. Is it like lead paint is worse for kids than regular paint? Well, I would think that instead of changing the paint, we would just teach our kids not to eat the paint, and it would be a self-correcting problem once all the kids that were dumb enough to eat the paint had ate the paint and they don't breed again. Guessing that's how nature works. I don't know. We started a huge low-fat milk craze in this country and needed something to do with all the fat they took out of the cheese. So they put it, or fat they took out of the milk. So they made cheese. Chris Dixon says, kids eat boogers, ants, worms, and dirt. Good luck. Right. There's no lead in boogers. But really, is new paint non-toxic? I don't particularly dine on interior paints or exterior for that matter. Are modern day interior house paints non-toxic? Or just less toxic? Like, I don't understand how this, like, now that this is in my head, it's just going to bother me. I don't know. Maybe I have to report back on that next week. Gen G said, why did they outlaw leaded gas? That's a long story. Hunter says the new Bear 566 is delicious. Which color is best, Hunter? Rewilder Life, I think that might be a typo. It says me t-shirt. I'm guessing you meant new t-shirt. No lead in bothers. Come join the Lots Project. I'm not sure what that one is. Anyway, we're going to wrap up. We're six after. It's Friday. It was a struggle this morning, guys. I'm sorry. It was a little sideways and all over the place, a little more than normal, I guess. But it was a rush to get my information before the show. You guys helped me out quite a bit. I always enjoy that. I appreciate everybody that shows up and hangs out. Mount Rushmore over on the vertical feed. We're probably talking it. Rewilder Life deleted it. No. Once it's there, it's there, Rachel, on the StreamYard interface. Whoopsie. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap it up here. We're going to get out of here for the week. You should hang out. And if you go over to the Food Forest Farms YouTube channel, Pickle Pete will be over there. Sensei Scramblin' with Good Morning Seattle. Pick him up. He's got a new song. He's got a new song coming out. He's giving away magic crystals and all sorts of fun stuff. The paint was running thick with that man as a kid. Definitely hit that like button. Like Chris Dixon says, I appreciate everybody listening all week, especially on Friday, but all week in general. I always appreciate you guys listening. If you enjoyed the show, it's always free to hit that like, share, and subscribe. To return value for value, please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or listening. And by the way, I haven't been able to figure out how to give away the free memberships this month, guys. I'm still working on it, but I think YouTube changed something and I can't figure it out. Or listening on any value for value platform like Podverse or Fountain.fm. You can watch the show on Noster and Zappity Zap 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 Away. You can visit thelotsproject.com to find all my partner companies, affiliate codes, products, discount codes, all that fun stuff. Comfreyroots.com will get your Comfrey Roots and get them to you now. Get them in the ground and they will be popping up soon. Oh, it's Friday. It's going to be a good weekend, guys. It's going to be warm, sticky, and moist around here. We're going to get a bunch of stuff done. We got a lot of stuff on our plate coming up here in the near future. It's going to be fun. It's going to get hectic. It's going to get interesting for sure. Have an awesome weekend, guys. Make it through, and we'll catch up with you on Monday. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling.